night of the fight, you may feel a slight sting. That's pride fucking with you. Fuck pride. Pride only hurts. It never helps. You fight through that shit. 'Cause a year from now, when you're kicking it in the Caribbean, you're gonna say to yourself, Marcellus Wallace was right.
Schwartz had said, but prison ain't the easiest place to think.
And when there was no meat, we ate fowl. And there was no fowl, we ate crawdad. And when there was no crawdad to be found, we ate sand.
You ate what?
We ate sand.
You ate sand?
That's right.
You're afraid it's gonna curdle when it hits your liver?
My liver died last year.
Who knows how long I've loved you? Do you know I love you still?
People are to be released from their captors. In Northern Ireland, the 7 members of the new Provo Front. In Canada, the 5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Québec. In Sri Lanka, the 9 members of the Asian Dawn.
What the fuck?
I read about them in Time magazine.
Nun, liebe Kinder, gebt fein Acht.
get to that truck stop, everything will be all right. Oh, yes. What are you doing?
You see that gap? The next time it comes around, I'm gonna shoot right through it.
No, you don't! They'll gang up on us and squash us!
I can do it!
Oh, so we can be inside where they are?
What do you think's gonna happen to us if we stay out here?
I'm scared.
Me too.
Billy!
Yeah. tanker. Wait a second. Whoa. Looks like he's coming to stay.
Being let down by his manager.
Look at that, the hammer just pushing Jake away. It's getting ugly in there now. Guys are getting dirt meaty, and that's what it takes to win.
Oh, Undertaker taking some tremendous shots. But still on his feet.
Just stalking people.
Dropped the tornado like a bad habit.
And as soon as he did, Valentine puts a foot on his throat. And this is these guys' idea of a nice night.
They're having a good time, right?
They're having a great time. At least I am. Here we go.
Somebody's about to make their way down here.
And this man, the Intercontinental Champion of the World, Greg the Hammer Valentine, defends his belt against the Junkyard Dog here in Boston.
You know, I really don't have to defend it against Junkyard Dog. I'm just giving him one more chance. One more measly chance because he insulted me in Madison Square Garden. In WrestleMania, he insulted me by slapping my rock and roll man, my manager, Jimmy Hart. I don't take that lightly. You understand, Junkyard Dog? You embarrassed me for the last time. WrestleMania's over. I survived it. Survived Tito Santana and yourselves' little scheme to set me up in a garden, and it didn't work. And now, Boston Garden, here it is. This is the bait. As far as I'm concerned, it's the bait, dog, to get you, you nasty individual, nasty black person into the ring so I can slap you around one more time because I didn't finish what I started, you understand? I didn't finish what I started. You don't know who I am yet. You don't know who I am yet. The master of the figure four leg lock. And you're going to find out. Going to find out real soon. You're going to taste it. You understand? You understand? I'm going to slap you around, boy. I'm going to slap you down silly. I'm going to slap you down so you go back to the junkyard, or you go back to shining shoes, or you go back to sweeping the floors, or whatever you did. Not going to wrestle me no more.
The Hammer Valentine title defense challenger tonight will be Junkyard Dog.
How many more times am I going to have to listen to that horrible rock and roll song? Every time that nasty black man comes out to the ring playing Another One Bites the Dust, how many more times am I going to have to listen to that sickening growl out here on the interviews? Junkyard Dog, I'm sick and tired of you, man. I'm sick and tired of Tito Santana. And we're all going to see what's going to happen to Santana when Beefcake, my Beefcake, takes care of him tonight. And tonight, Junkyard Dog, speaking of tonight, I'm in the greatest shape of my entire life. You want to get down and dirty? We're going to get down and dirty. You want to play Another One Bites the Dust? That's fine with me, man, because that is your story. You understand what I'm talking about? That is exactly what's going to happen to you, man. You're going to bite the dust. I'm going to rub your nasty black face right into the ring. You understand? And all that's going to be left is a big black spot.
Oh,
tonight in the Boston Garden, the true Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, the true rock and roll wrestling connection. Right to me, baby.
Number one,
oh,
number
gentlemen,
one,
please don't carry on like that.
Yes. It is I, says me. And all who agree are more than three because they're weak. Yes.
Yo, I'm in the house now for sure. Because I want to talk about the hearts of men. Who knows what evil lurks within them? But let's take a travel down the blind side and see what we find down this path called
Stranded on Death Row. So duck when I swing my shit. I get rugged like raw head wrecks with fat tracks that fits the gangster type. When I recite's kinda lethal. Niggas know the flow that I kick, there's no equal. I'm murdering niggas, yo. And maybe because of the tone I kicks when I grip the mic and kick shit niggas can't fuck with. So remember I go hardcore and slam. Love respect like a sensei, whoop ass like Van Damme. So any nigga that claim they bossin', why don't you bring your ass on over to Crenshaw Slauson? Take a walk through the hood, where we up to no good. Slanging on things like a real OG should. I'm stacking and mackin' and packing a tin. So when you're slipping, I slip the clipping, but ain't no set tripping. Cause this Death Row rolling like the mafia. Think about whooping some ass, but what the fuck stopping ya? Ain't Nathan but a buster. I'm stranded on Death Row from pumping slugs and motherfuckers. Now you know you're outdone. Fill the shotgun, corrupt inmate, cell block one.
No prevention from this lynching of sorts. You're a victim from my drive-by of thoughts. No extensions, all attempts are to fail. Blinded by the light, it's time you learn quail from a lunatic. I'm deaf like Arthur Nick. When I kick a wicked bat, Dr. Dre will kick the scratch. With treachery, my literary form will blast and totally surpass the norm. Not a storm, plural, make it many storms when I'm vexed. I fight leg, necks, and arms in this dimension. I'm the presenter and the inventor and the tormentor. The range like the hillside strangler, MC Mangler, tough like Krangler. I write a rhyme, hard as concrete. Step to the heat and get burned like mesquite. So what you wanna do? The narrator RBX, cell block 2.
Range, lyrical
murderer, stranded on death row, and now I'm serving a lifetime sentence. There'll be no repentance, since it's the life that I choose to lead. I plead guilty on all counts, that the ball bounce where it may. It's just another clip into my AK. Buck 'em down with my underground tactics. Facts and stats are clips on my mattress. Bed frame, there's another dead dame laying lame. Put the shame, who's to blame? Me, the lady of rage. A woman coming from the DEAT agent. ROW taking no shit. So flip and you're bound to get dropped. It's 187, no motherfuckers don't stop. Handcuffed as I bust, there'll be no debate. It's rage.
Hey yo, stepping through the fog and creeping through the smog. It's the number one nigga from the hood, doggy dog. Making videos, now I stay in Hollywood. Busting raps for my snaps, now they call me Eastwood. Dre is the doctor and my homie, little nigga. Warren G is my hand and my hands on the trigger. Shooting at the hoes with the gang that I got. Sent to death row, cause I wanted to make a grip and serving my rights. And I'm still serving for mine. Peace to my motherfucking homies doing time. In the PN and the county jail, mobbing with your blue zone, mad as hell. And you're saying fuck the police, and all the homies on the streets is all about peace. And it's driving the cops crazy, but ain't nothing but a black thing, baby. I'm not flagging, but I'm just sagging. I bet you don't wanna see the D-O-double-G. And you can't see the D-R to the E or my motherfucking homie D-O-C. You know you can't fuck with my motherfucking DJ. That's my homie and we call him Warren G. Yeah, and you don't stop. Doggy dog, break him down with the motherfucking dog pound. That's the only way we'll beat him, man. We gotta smoke him, then choke him like a motherfucking Peter, man. It's like three into the two and two into the one. Cell block, four piece, doggy dog's done.
Yo, now you know the path I'm on. You think you're strong? See if you can travel on. Cause only the weak will try to speak. Those who are quiet will always cause riots. There's three types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like us from the streets that make things happen.
Thank you.
understand.
One fine day.